96.7. My name's Wendy. I've got a two-week-old baby called Lara. She's my third. I also have a nine-year-old called Livy and a seven-year-old called Toby. I've breastfed all three of them. I found it difficult at the start with all three of mine. I found that I got quite painful nipples until I got the attachment, the baby got the attachment right. I found it, with each of them, it was the length of the feeds varied a lot. My first never seemed to stop on her own. With Lara this time round, I was a bit worried that she wasn't feeding for long enough. So they've all been different, and I've never quite known what I'm doing at the start. But I've had some really good support from Bambi's, and that gave me a lot of confidence, I think, to keep going and to change things a little bit when it wasn't quite right. And just to know that somebody was looking, saying, yes, that looks better, what you're doing, was very helpful. It's definitely harder at the start to breastfeed. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it more often than formula feeding, and it can be uncomfortable or even painful while you're sorting it out. But after that first bit, I think it's easier. You don't have to wash stuff up. You don't have to worry about buying formula or worry about things being sterilised. And it's just a really, really nice thing to do. And it's available whenever you need to. Wherever I am, whatever the time, whatever's going on, I can just feed the baby without having to think about it too much. I think before you have the baby, look into all the possible avenues of help if you get problems, because once you've had them, you haven't got the time to go and look for these things yourself. And then get help if you need it. Don't expect it will be straightforward, but be prepared to go and get help as soon as you need it. And just be aware that after a few weeks, it'll be a really wonderful thing, even if it's difficult at the start. For me, it's been really helpful having my husband looking after the baby in between feeds, so that even though I have to feed, I have to do all the feeds, and it means that I can't get more than 2 or 3 hours sleep at a time, if I'm lucky, I've known that I can hand the baby over to him at times and definitely make the most of the sleep when I've needed to. I think without support like that, it's much harder. It's a lovely thing to do, and once you get the hang of it, it just feels totally right, totally natural. Apparently you release hormones that make you feel happy when you're doing it, and I certainly feel very happy when we're in the middle of a good feed. It's also really lovely watching your child filling out and thinking, that's all me, I've done all that. It's a really, really nice feeling.
Radio City 96.7.